Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura.
So happy to have you here. It's so great to chat with you.
I'm so excited to be back again chatting with you. It's always so fun.
I know. So tell us what you've been up to, you know, in the 1,000 years that we've been stuck at home. So
yeah, not a lot has changed. My kids are finally back in school again, and it seems like they're consistently back, because for a while it was like they would go back for a couple of weeks and then they'd shut down again. But knock on wood, it's been, I think they went back at the end of January and they've been in ever since. So that's been good, because everyone does better with the routine of that. And me too. Like, I love them, but they need to go to school, you know? So really, besides that, I've just been kind of getting back into the routine, reading a lot, watching The Hills over again. I've been binge watching that just for like comfort, because I mean,
where do you watch it so I can watch it too?
I've been watching it on Hulu.
On Hulu. Oh, thank you. I do have Hulu. So yes, I'll be watching that. Oh my gosh. That sounds like amazing.
Yeah. I was just like randomly the other day, like, I just want to watch something that I don't really have to pay attention to too much. Mm-hmm. And I could like be doing chores and stuff. And then I was like, saw that on Hulu and I was like, they have the whole series sold. I'm already on like season three. They're so fast. Each episode is like 20 minutes long. I think I'm on like season three, where it's like getting really good, like where Spencer and Heidi are engaged and like all the drama is starting. And I'm like, I love it.
You know what you did. I love it. Like, when they go to the club and she's like crying and she's like,
oh my gosh,
tears.
I literally just watched that episode. You know what you did. And then she's like, you're brainwashed, Heidi. It's so good. And everyone's like, well, you know, it's fake now. I'm like, I don't care. It's so good.
It's so good. I'm sorry. Yeah. I love Elsie. I still follow
Me too.
Her. Did you watch the Laguna Beach reunion?
So I started it and then kind of forgot about it. But yesterday when I was watching The Hills, I was like, oh, I need to go back and watch it. Was it good?
It was okay. It was like,
it was okay.
You know, because it had the B-list, you know, how Morgan and Lauren and not
yeah.
Lauren, they had Trey and all these mm-hmm. other characters. I was like, I couldn't care less about them.
That you didn't really care about, right?
Yeah. So I was like, I'm excited. I wanted to see Jason to be like, you know, where he is, like after Elsie.
Was Low on it?
Low was on it, yeah.
Oh, that's good. I love Low too. So and that would Steven. Be fun to see. And Steven. But, yeah.
You know, like Kristen was there, so but yeah.
I'll have to listen to it maybe after I get done binging this, because I'm like so deep in the thick of it right now. And I'm like cracking up because like other phones are so funny, and it doesn't feel like that long ago, but it was like someone asked Lauren, they're like, is that the new sidekick? And she's like, yeah. And she has like a BlackBerry and what I just so funny. And like they're the clothes they're wearing and stuff. I'm like, I thought they were so cool.
I thought that too.
Yeah. And now I'm like cracking up at what they're wearing and like how they look. And of course, like Lauren's so pretty and all the girls are pretty, but I'm just like, what the hell are they wearing? It's so funny.
Well, they were showing, I think they showed a clip of them wearing jean skirts and Uggs, you know, and that
yes.
was the look.
You know? That was like the like, look, right? Up,
jean skirts and Uggs, you know, and like walking around Uggs, like, ooh, okay. And yes. Jessica Couture sweatpants, like sweatsuit.
Oh my
like,
God. Yes. Totally. And then Justin Bobby, of course,
Justin
with his
Bobby.
Looks.
Oh, you're so
I just watched the one where she's like, Audrina, homeboy wore combat boots to the beach. You do not want to be with him. And I was like, oh my God, his style is so funny. I'm like, it's just so nostalgic and fun and easy. So yeah, watch them. They're great.
Okay. I'm watching The Hills.
Yes, do it.
Oh, awesome. So let's talk about book talk. And we're today talking about audiobooks for their listeners. Here we're going to talk about how to get audiobooks for free or low cost and different memberships, which ones are good, which ones are not so good, and which ones you should pick up if you're an audiobook listener, whether you're a casual audiobook listener or an avid audiobook listener. So Amy, you do listen to audiobooks like consistently, right?
Yeah, I do. I always have one going, like, because I like to listen to them when I'm like driving my kids around or doing chores around the house. So I always have one going besides like a print book or Kindle or whatever. I always do. You do too, right? You listen to one pretty much constantly.
I listen one at night. So I listen to get to sleep and then I fall asleep. I miss like a few chapters, and then in the morning I'll, in between sleep, I'm just awake, I listen to chapters that I miss. And so that's like,
oh, you'll catch up. That's like your little routine. Yeah.
So let's talk about like services. So let's go with LibroFM, which is the independent bookstore, supports independent bookstores. Service. Talk to us about that. You're an ambassador, so you do have some insight about the process, like
how you work. Okay, so yeah, they support local bookstores. I think last time I looked, they are partnered with something like 1,300 different bookstores. And I know that if you have a local bookstore that you want that's not like on their list, you can contact them and they'll like facilitate that, like try to reach out to the bookstore and stuff too. I don't know. I've not talked to anyone that's actually done it, but I know that's a possibility. And like their team is small and wonderful. And like, you're not going to get just like lip service if you need help with something customer service wise. So anyways, for me, I live in a super small town. So there's not like a bookstore that's like in my actual town, but there's some that are close to me. So I kind of rotate who I support with my membership. And that's kind of cool too, because you can change it anytime. Like, sometimes like for Black History Month, I was like, oh, I'll do a Black owned bookstore. And like, you can switch for like women's, you could be like, oh, I'm going to do the Ripped Bodice or whatever, you know, you can partner up. So that's cool. And they get a percentage of it. I think it's something like 25% of the sale or something. I don't know. They split the proceeds for every audiobook they sell. And then the membership's $14.99 a month and you get one credit.
Which is the same as Audible. So it's
like, which is the same as Audible, exactly. But you're doing some good, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was a total Audible person before I even knew about their service. But after switching, I was just like, it was a no-brainer for me. Like, why wouldn't I? And they have so many, they do a lot of great stuff, I feel like, too. Like they always do like indie bookstore month, and they just always have good fun promos and stuff going on. And then their Kiss Club, which I know you know about too, is like every month they have, what is it, like 9 or 10 romance books?
Yeah, and they're $3.99. They're $3.99 for non-members and $2.79 for members. So it's like a super good deal for like $2, like $2, like a dollar of a coffee cup, you can get an audiobook.
Right, you know? And they're all full-length books. They're like not novellas or whatever. And they're usually some really good choices. And I found a couple books that I like never probably would have stumbled on my own and been like, ooh, well, like you said, it's like cheaper than my coffee, so why not get it? And like you said, not even being a member, $4 is amazing. Mm-hmm. And they're really flexible too. Like if you have a membership with them, they don't give you the runaround. If you want to, like, you could suspend it, you could cancel it, and like it just, they automatically do it. Like it's not a problem to, you know, like sometimes when you're working like Amazon, for example, like getting anything done, you're like trying to get a hold of someone, or it's a pain in the butt, totally. So I've had good experience with that aspect of it too. Like if you have any problems or questions and stuff, they're amazing.
So what's your code? So for those who are interested,
Gossip.
Huh?
My code is Gossip.
I love this. I'll put it in the show notes. So if you want to join LibroFam, use Amy's code Gossip and you get promo with that.
And real quick, if anyone's listening that's like an actual reviewer and you have a site or whatever, they do the ALC. So you can get advanced listening copies. And they, I know I have a link in my profile and they always do too. But anyone can apply to that program too, and they give us access to five or six audiobooks.
Yeah.
And there's different genres. I've seen fantasy, nonfiction. I mean, there's a good bunch every month, and that's really fun too. And they're super laid back about that too. So if you're a reviewer, check that out if you listen to audiobooks, because that is a good way to listen to some books early, which is not always easy with audiobooks, you know, to get them early.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love this. Yeah, I really love Libro. Like I have a membership with them and I love using my membership because I feel like I'm doing some good with it. And then I just buy their books on sale, because they put books on sale like pretty early. So they'll like have romance on sale, like the Kiss Club.
Yes.
And often they have like regular sales of like, they had the Boyfriend Project at one point at like $4.99.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool to just have different, you know, supported company that's doing good, but at the same time get some good books.
Totally. I think they're doing Indie Bookstore Day is next month, I believe, sometime in April. And I think they're doing a big promo. I'm not exactly sure of the details yet, but I know in the past years they've done like free audiobooks, even if you're not a member. Like you just have to create an account. And I think 1 year I got like 6. I think that's how I first found out about them. Anyway, so keep an eye on their like social media, because they usually give away some cool stuff for Indie Bookstore Day.
I love this. So let's talk about the other one, the other company. Let's talk about Audible and Audible Plus. I think let's talk about Audible Plus first, because that's like their new. We used to have Audible Escape, rest in peace. So sad.
Oh my gosh, I'll never get over that.
So horrible.
Wow. Horrible. They could have just charged us more money and we would have happily paid it, honestly.
Yes, I would pay $20 and happily pay them because it was like so many.
You could listen to $2 and get your money's worth, and we know we'd listen to more than two a month, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Oh, well.
Okay, so they replaced it with Audible Plus, and we both share our love for novellas and like trying to scour the Audible Plus, you know, with one of us leftover romance, you know, like, like we're looking for it, but it's not as quite as available as Audible Escape, so.
No. Yeah, to be honest, that's really all I've used it for, is novellas, like as a palate cleanser when I'm just like, maybe it's like late at night and I don't want to start a new book, or I'm just like doing one little project and I know I only have a couple hours to listen or whatever. And I think they have some really cute romance ones. And I think the production quality is really great on some of them. But as far as like, I haven't found a lot of like full length books on there that I've listened to, maybe a couple, but have you?
No, I think I've seen authors, popular authors, and I'm like, oh, that would be fun to interest in to watch. I think Monica Murphy has a series, Save the Date is there.
I did listen to that first one in that series on there. Sometimes you'll find an author and you're like, ooh, and then it's like, oh, it's only one of their novellas, or like maybe one book out of their series. And you're like, well, I don't want to listen to that one because I don't have to buy the rest of them. I don't know. It's been kind of weird. And then I've seen in a couple of like groups on Facebook, people have been like, yeah, they had a great series or whatever on Audible Plus, and then it's just gone. Like, they don't give you any warning. Like, they can obviously do what they want, but they don't like give you a heads up like, hey, this series is gonna, these are the things that are gonna be leaving or whatever.
Yeah.
So you could be like listening and then you're like, screwed.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
You gotta listen fast.
I don't like that pressure either. No, I'm like,
this is like leisure time. This is like my leisure reading. Like, this is not my review reading. So it should be fun.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Listen, yeah, I think Plus, it's a hit or miss. I would say if you're counting down your money, you try to figure out where to spend it, I would say skip it, unless you
agreed.
You know, and you can get some good deals with Amazon. You might be able to get it for free or $6.95. Don't pay full price for Audible Plus.
Because the catalog's not anything amazing, I don't think either. And I guess it depends on like how avid of a reader you are too. You know, if you're like, you don't listen to a ton of audiobooks or you haven't read a lot of like current stuff, you might find some stuff on there, but I don't know that I could recommend it either. I'm kind of with you. Like, it's okay for what it is, but it's nothing that I'm like excited about at all. No.
Yeah. So speaking of Amazon and books, so there's a couple of services. There's WhisperSync. If you have the
Kindle.
So there's a, did you figure out the trick about checking out and telling you all the WhisperSync, like how much more?
Yes. You taught me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for those,
it's a dangerous trick, but very cool.
Very dangerous trick. But if you go to your Kindle app on your phone and you write Audible Narration or Audible Plus or something like that, there's a link in your settings about WhisperSync. And basically, it gives you a list of books that you have on Kindle. And you can upgrade to an audiobook for $1.99 or $7.49 or $12.99. I go for $1.99 because I'm cheap. So I add them to like the collection. You know, every so often I'm like, I really wanted to listen and read the book. You have the option. It's like $7.49.
Which is nice. And it keeps track of it and you can pick back up whichever way you want to go, which is cool.
So there's that trick. And then there's Kindle Unlimited, which is you borrow up to 10 books at a time. And you can keep rotating, but the trick is create a community wish list or create a wish list with all your Kindle Unlimited titles you're interested in. So then you can pick from there as opposed to you're like, I just throw this title and I have 10 barrels and I'm already using them all. Like,
you
can rotate them, keeping that list.
Yes. And if you go on, like you were saying on the app in the Kindle Unlimited store, there's a section up at the top that says with audio narration or audible narration. And then you can search by that too. And I feel like a lot of people don't realize that. Like, I think Kindle Unlimited on its own is great, and I would totally recommend that too, especially if you read romance and thrillers, because I feel like they have a ton of that stuff. But the Audible option is so nice, and there's a lot on there. Like, I was looking at it the other night, and let me see, I know I wrote down some authors, but I found so like all of the Amazon imprints Mm-hmm. Most of their books down there, like Lake Union, Montlake, Thomas and Mercer is their thriller line. There was some Colleen Hoover, Adriana Locke, Lauren Lane. Yeah, Lauren Lane, By Keeland and Penelope Ward, Lauren Landish. And then there's a couple thriller writers too. Mika Kett, I've read her. She's really good. Katherine Ryan Hyde is like more like women's fiction type stuff, like emotional stuff. Oh, Melissa Foster. But that was just, I looked for like 5 minutes when I was prepping for this and there was like a lot on there. So I think that makes the Kindle Unlimited like even more worth it.
Yeah.
So because that's Unlimited. Affordable anyways.
It is. And you get to read books and you also get to do, you get to support independent authors as well as, you know, get to listen to some good books. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it was Colleen Hoover actually that I saw answered a question. Someone said like, how much do you really make off of Kindle Unlimited as an author? And she was like, it's fine. Like it's, don't feel bad. Like, cause I think the person that asked the question was like, I feel bad. Like I'm getting it for free. And it's like, well, no, we're still paying for it. And as long as you actually like read the book and it doesn't just sit there, they get a percentage of it. I don't know how it works. And she didn't say, but it's definitely still beneficial to these authors. And like you were saying with the indie authors, I know there's a ton of authors that I've read that I probably wouldn't have maybe bought their book until, but now that I've read some of their books on Kindle Unlimited, I'm more likely to be like, oh, I'll buy their books. I know I already like them, you know? So it's a good way to try out. It's definitely a good way to try out new authors for sure.
Yeah, I like Kindle Unlimited. And this is like, even though it's not audiobooks, it's still audiobook related. Mm-hmm. Kindle Unlimited is a great resource for you to discover new authors. And just try out different things and try out different tropes, different genres, like or different, like, oh, I don't know about reverse harem, but there's a Kindle Unlimited, it's free, I can read it.
And right.
Or if I feel like I need high heat, you might find novellas that are high heat.
Yes.
Closed door romance. So there's a wide variety of everything. And so it just gives you kind of like a taste of like what you like. And then you can also look for other, you know, because Amazon will tell you what other books are recommended based on.
Yes.
So
yeah, and once they start getting to know you, there are some good, I get some good recommendations on there too sometimes. I'm like, oh, I would have never looked at that, but that looks cute or whatever. So yeah, it's good. I definitely recommend that, either even if you don't listen to audiobooks, but even for the audio alone, I think it's worth it. Even if you weren't reading them, it's such a good deal.
Yes. And Kindle Unlimited deals, they run every so often for like 99 cents, for a dollar, for free, you know, and if you cancel, they'll give you 3 months for free. So
yes, they will. Definitely don't pay like full price, and you always get 30 days free. If you just want to try it, you can get 30 days for free, and I think it's well worth the money.
Yeah, don't wait full price. Like you might be able to get 6 months of portion for like $30.
So I feel like they always run a deal like that, like in the summertime for sure, and then before the holidays, right? Like Black Friday maybe. And like what do they do in the summer, Amazon? Is it like Prime Day?
Yep.
Is it Prime Day? Yeah, I think that's when they do a good one. So yeah, if anyone's thinking about it and you don't want to like pay full price, wait till the summer and it'll be a good deal. And I've seen like a lot of times too, if you buy more, like if you do like a whole year, it'll be even cheaper. Like they'll do like 3 months for such and such. So you did get it 2 years?
Yeah. So my Kindle Unlimited, I actually asked my dad for my Christmas gift. I was like, oh, this is what I want. And he paid like $120 for 2 years.
That's amazing.
Like, I was like, it will be like reading long term. So like I bought a 6 months a while ago. And so I had that and I just added on. It adds on. So you can buy multiple gifts
for Christmas. Yes, if you find like a deal. Yeah.
And then just add it on.
Right. So, yeah, so $120 for 2 years is awesome. Like that would pay for itself in like a couple months.
Yeah,
so easily.
So
yeah, totally.
Awesome. So let's chat. Let's chat about Out of State Library. So
okay,
let's talk about Libby and Hoopla and Out of State Library memberships, because that's actually something that our listeners may be interested. Talk to us about. Let's do Brooklyn first, because that's that's a cheaper one, and it actually has great variety that I can recommend.
Yeah, I was super impressed. You were the one who told me about that option. And when I signed up for it, I think it's what, like $50
a year?
Yeah, so it's pretty affordable when you break it down. But their catalog is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've mostly been listening and reading romance through them, but I know they have some thrillers and stuff too. I mean, I just thought their catalog was amazing.
Their catalog is like, it has Harlequin, it has historicals, it has like
titles.
Like I'm a member of like I'm a member of 8 different libraries. I can tell you where the catalogs are. And I'm able to find like good audiobooks for like new releases, like not a lot of wait for those. Like, they might come. Orange County has better wait, but Brooklyn has like a good catalog for backlist titles.
They do. Mm-hmm. Like, I agree.
You know, if you find an author, you're probably going to find a bunch of backlist titles, and they have a lot of audiobooks too.
They do have a lot of audiobooks, and I've even found a couple like indie author audiobooks on there, which is really unheard of for libraries. I felt like before this, I had never really seen a lot of that. And I was like, ooh, they have so-and-so. I think Tara Civic was one of them. And I was like, oh my God, I love her books. And they have like one of her little series on audio, which is so nice.
Yes. And then Orange County is a little bit more pricier.
But yeah, I think that one is like, I think I did $100 for 6 months.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. They have a great selection too, though.
Yeah, they have Hoopla, which is, they have 10 bars for Hoopla.
See, it's kind of worth it for the Hoopla, I feel like. There's some good stuff on there. Like, I have really just started in the past couple of months really using the Hoopla, and like, they have some great books on there. And like, new releases are the same day that they're out, and you don't have to wait. I don't know if people realize that, but with Hoopla, you don't have to wait. You can just instantly borrow stuff. Like, if they have it there, you don't have to put it on hold or anything like that, which is so nice.
Yeah, so if you're looking for Hoopla, Orange County has it. It's a little more expensive, but they also, you can also find like new releases for a shorter wait of time, because I don't think a lot of people use the system. So it's a system that has a lot of variety, but it's not
easy
to move. Like, it will tell you like 2 weeks, and chances are you might get your borrow like in 3 days. Like, it depends. Like,
yeah, sometimes it's not that long of a wait.
No, it's not. So you just like
totally
things on hold, and you're like, oh, I'm surprised. And the best part of the library is that you can delay your hold. So you can
I do that all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm not ready for you.
Misha, I was not expecting you. I don't want to hear you. So you can delay your hold up to 180 days. So you can.
Yeah. I've done that a few times, and like, I just keep doing it and doing it. And sometimes I'm like, what was I thinking when I put a hold on this? But I'm like, maybe in a couple of months I'll be ready for it. So I just keep like, deliver later, someone else can listen to it while I'm waiting. The other thing I thought was really cool too, that I only figured out a couple months ago, was that you can go put holds on books pre-release. Like, if they know they're going to have it for their library. So if it's like a book that you're like dying to read, and you're like, I definitely don't want to buy the hardback or whatever for it, you can go put a hold on it before it's out. And a lot of those like hot new releases are going to have a long wait time, but you can still get on the list at least. Mm-hmm.
And you can be on the list and even request books to be bought.
Yes, you can. I haven't done that. Have you done that with them yet?
I have a couple of times. And so what happens is, if the library buys it, you'll be the first or second, whoever is on the line. So you'll be.
Yes, I did know that. My friend Jamie at Beauty and the Book, she does that with her library. And she says, like, they usually listen to her. I don't know how their process is, but like, if she requests them to buy a book, they do. And I know that, like, that means, oh, you requested us to buy it, you're the first one that gets it, which is cool.
It's like, oh
yeah.
Okay. So I would say, like, if you don't want to pay for books and want to support authors, because we don't want to encourage it, you just go to the library, and there are libraries for you. Like, you don't need to live in a place where there's a big library system. You can pay out of state membership to these two libraries and get
active. And I would say both are worth it. Honestly, I think that I will keep both. I use them. I don't feel like I've ever thought of like, oh, I want to read this book, and looked at their catalog and they didn't have it. Mm-hmm. Older, newer, like between the two of them, I feel like I've been able to find anything. Have you ever had something that you couldn't find?
No, I find pretty much anything. Like, it's either, I love libraries, especially because we read advanced reader's copies. And after they come out, I'd rather listen to the audiobook, at least for YA. So I love libraries. Mm-hmm. Get those YA titles and listen to them, and then just kind of like just call it a day. So
yeah, I mostly do audio on there too, but they do have a great Kindle selection. Their Kindle selection at the libraries are probably better than their audio, and their audio is great too. So if you just like reading on your Kindle, like you were saying, you don't have to be a resident of the state with a great library. I have a library here, and it's not the best, and I try to use it as much as possible, but this is like game changing for me, being able to use these awesome catalogs.
Yes. I'm like, I'm always accumulating libraries. Like, there's no like accumulating books. I'm like, let me just try another library. Like, I'll move to a new place. I'm like, okay, sign up to the library card. You know, this is the first thing I did when I moved to Chicago, was like, sign up for my library card. I was like, I need my, you know, I need to know another place where I can request my books. So.
Right. It's awesome. And I like you said, I feel good about supporting a library, even if it's not my local one, and you're still supporting a library. I think it's great.
Yes. And the final service is Scribe, which actually I do have it. You do not have it, which is
no.
So So a little bit of a scribe is similar to Hoopla. You can borrow at any time. However, titles become unavailable at a certain point. So whether you use up all Avon titles, they might have a quota how many HarperCollins titles you can listen to, and then become unavailable until the next billing period, and you'll have new titles available. So it's a weird algorithm. You don't know when it's when the things drop. So there's different theories, like you should not say that, you should not do this. So it's, if you listen to audiobooks consistently, you can make it's $10. If you listen to two audiobooks, you make the money. So it's like
worthwhile.
They have newer titles from newer releases from HarperCollins. Most of Avon books or titles are there. Gallery titles are there. St. Martin's Press are there. But you might be able to St. Martin's Press, you might be able to find them in Hoopla. So
yes,
you can try. They might have some older titles. I think they have Bridgerton. So if you listen to that, like those titles are hard to find. So because
their selection sounds pretty good then.
Yeah. So they do have really good selection. They, like, in terms of reading, it's reading on the app. So if you like reading the ebooks, you just have to read them on the phone or the fire. But you know, but I think for listening, it's actually really helpful. They do have good selection. I use it sporadically. I use it like probably like I cancel. I either upgrade it or cancel between months. Okay. Like it depends on like how I feel like my reading life is going. So if I feel like, oh, there's a title that I really want to listen to, I probably got an arc and I just don't want to read it, then I'll just subscribe and just listen to the audiobook.
Yes, I do that with the library stuff a lot of times. I'll be like, ooh, I didn't get to that arc in time. It's fine. I'll just listen to it on Hoopla or whatever. Like, I realized that, like, all, like, Harlequin books are on there. And, like, I'm figuring out a bunch of different publishers are on there. I'm like, okay, cool. If I don't get to that book, at least I can listen to it.
Yes. It's like, so if you want to listen to Avon titles, I would say, like, Scribe is a place to go, but you're gonna have so many titles a month. So I would say like there have been months I listened to five of them and then I didn't get cut off, and then been months I've been listening to only two and then I got cut off, but there are other titles of
so it they'll cut you off based on different catalogs, but like you could be cut off from Avon but then be able to go still listen to Harper books or something. So it's not like you're not gonna have anything to listen to. It's just you never know.
They have a ton of books, and there's something too. So Nikki Sloan is there, but just also on Hoopla too. Rebecca Witherspoon is there, but she's on Hoopla too. So a lot of the indies who are on Hoopla are also on Scribe.
Okay,
a good place to go. Hoopla.
Gotcha.
Hoopla has some indies, by the way. So
they do. You've told me a couple. And then I think Sarah told me she found a couple on there too. I can't remember who it was. But yeah, they have some random indies. I know this thriller author that I like that's indie. Her name is Kirsten Moglen. She has a couple of her books on there, and I was shocked. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. I can't even believe it. So yeah, they definitely have some indie stuff on there.
They do, which is cool. Nice. Like, it's like,
it is cool.
You support indie author. You
know? Yes, I'm all about that lately.
So what are you currently reading?
Currently I'm listening to After Age, Eve Brown. I just started that this morning because I finished, I think I was telling the other day, I was listening to The Gamble by Kristen Ashley, and that was like the longest audiobook I think I've ever listened to. It was 25 hours long, and I only had like 3 days until it was due back, and someone was like waiting for it, so I was like, okay. And I didn't notice that till after I started it. And I was already like halfway in, and I was like, okay, I really got to get through this. But I sped it up to like 2.75 and I got through it.
Oh my God. I finished
it this morning or last night. It was good. I really liked it. I just wasn't prepared for such, I don't know. I'm kind of picky with the length of my books, and like sweet spot for me for audio is like 6 to 8 hours. Like,
me too.
I
cannot do anything longer. I'm writing a list of Cortisone of Flames, and that's 23 hours.
Oh my God, I can't. It's a lot. That's a lot. And especially fantasy, like that's a lot.
It's a lot. It takes some time. Yeah. And like, I don't have the patience for it. So I'm just like listening whenever I feel like it. Like, I'm not going to stress about it.
I don't,
like it's not a big deal. But yeah, I think 6 to 8 hours is the perfect landing spot that I can listen to. I can listen to 4 hours or less. Like, the listening time, that sounds good. Novellas are amazing because I'm like, I can speed it up, and it's a podcast.
Yeah, I always speed my books up too. So even if a book is like 10 to 12 hours, I'll still give it a shot because I usually listen at least at 2 times, depending on the narrator. And I'm like, well, that cuts it in half. That's fine. Like I can listen to that sometimes in a day, you know, if I'm busy enough and doing enough stuff around the house. But that one was tough. So I really liked it, but I don't know if I'm going to continue with the series anytime soon. I know she has like super fans and everyone loves her books. And I think one of the books in that series I get recommended all the time. It's Lady Luck.
I got recommended. Let's buddy read that together.
Yeah. Totally. So that yes, and it sounds great. And like I said, I like the book. The narrator is good, but it was just a long time to be with one couple for a romance. And there was a little bit of like a romantic suspense sideline kind of thing going on. And it was fine, but it was okay. Mm-hmm. It was too long. I think it was just the timing though that I felt like pressured. And I should have just been like, never mind, don't listen to it. But I was like, okay, I can do this. And afterwards I was like, I shouldn't have done that to myself. I should have just let it go back to the library, got on the list for another time.
Oh my God, you need to tell Kenny that you listen to it because Kenny's obsessed with Kristen Ashley.
Is she like super fan? I'll have to tell her.
She's a super fan. We did a whole episode about Kristen Ashley. Have yet to air
it. Oh, really? Good. I'll look out for that.
Yeah, I need to air it. And so we went over like her whole series, her whole world. And like Kristen Ashley is somewhat problematic. Like there's problematic themes about it, but she's like, I love it.
So she has a really extensive backlist too. Yes. And her book, like she has a lot of books. Are they all that long? Like 600 pages?
I think so. I think her forever titles, I got the first one and it was like 300 or 400 pages, but it was so long, like for mass market. So yeah, her
title. Listen, I am the same way as I am with audio with print books. I'm like, my sweet spot's like 300 pages. Me like too. That's good because I can read that in a few hours, but like 400 pages, all like maybe. But then when it gets to like the 5-6, I'm like, oh my God, that's a beast. Like I don't know, that's probably why I don't read fantasy, because those are all like doorstop looking books.
They're doorstoppers. It's like 200 pages long, so
yeah, that's a lot. And I know people like that, like spending a lot of time, but I think of it more like, well, 700 pages, if I have a couple, you know, 350 page books, I could read 2 books to that one. Like
yeah,
I'd rather read 2. I don't know,
I like that. Yes, oh my gosh. So tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me on Instagram at Novel Gossip, and then Twitter is Novel Gossip 1, Facebook is Novel Gossip, and then my website is novelgossip.com.
And you can get reviews.
Yes.
I loved us. Thank you, Amy, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatyoureadingnextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATYOUREAD10 to save. Visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com/QueenBeeReads. What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.